From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Flights set for Brussels airport after attacks. Flights are set to resume on a limited basis today at the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Arnaud Feist is chief executive of the airport. He speaks with reporters about the process of reopening the facilities.
A temporary construction is implemented next to the connector on the tarmac. Only passengers coming from the car park will have access to this zone via the bus station. In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage.
3 Brussels Airlines flights are scheduled to depart. The airport is calling them symbolic flights, with more to be added in the coming days. The Syrian army has discovered a mass grave with at least 40 bodies on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State buried hundreds of people on the outskirts of the Palmyra during their 10-month occupation. Syrian government forces, backed by heavy Russian air support, drove Islamic State out of Palmyra late last month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pledged to back ally Azerbaijan to the end in its dispute with Armenia over the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Turkey and Armenia have been in ongoing rift over the World War I killings of Armenians. From Washington, this is VOA News. Kenya is marking the one-year anniversary of the brutal al-Shabaab attack on Nairobi's Garissa University that killed 148 people, most of them students. Mohamed Yusuf has details.
In central Nairobi, a handful of parents met in a public park to remember the victims of the Garissa University attack. The parents lit candles and one after the other stood to talk about their loss and to give words of encouragement to help others overcome their loss. In April 2015, a group of armed men from the militant group Al-Shabaab stormed the university before sunrise and started killing the students. Al-Shabaab militants said they attacked the campus in retaliation for Kenyan military operations in Somalia. The siege at Garissa went on for at least 12 hours. Kenyan security forces were severely criticized for their slow response. According to local media, it took them at least 7 hours to reach the university. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Turkish Coast Guard has intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. The group, including Syrians, was transported to a western Turkish town in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect on Monday. Meantime, the United Nations reminded Turkey of its obligation toward refugees. UN Refugee Agency spokesperson Melissa Fleming.
Obviously, safeguards need to be put in place before this deal could be implemented in a way that we believe would be legal and safe for people.
In exchange for Turkey accepting Syrian refugees, Turkey would get financial aid, visa-free travel across the EU for Turkish citizens, and an accelerated EU membership process. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing 2 U.S. presidential candidates of inciting Islamophobia. During Saturday's dedication of a Turkish-funded mosque near Washington, Erdogan said he hopes the facility can help eliminate the intolerance he sees coming from some U.S. presidential candidates. Erdogan did not identify those candidates by name. But Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has called for a temporary ban on all Muslims entering the U.S., and rival Ted Cruz is calling for increased police patrols in Muslim neighborhoods across the country. A strong earthquake has struck off the coast of the South Pacific Ocean island nation of Vanuatu, but there are no reports of a tsunami or serious damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 6.9 magnitude quake struck today, 80 kilometers north of Port Olri, Vanuatu, at a depth of 35 kilometers. It also revised down its magnitude of an earlier reported quake. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.